you're a drill sergeant like Diana.
Okay.
You're so extra.
I mean, we heard it the first time. You don't have to see it another time.
Yes, ma'am.
Every time they get ghosted, they're like desperately texting him. They're wondering, what's wrong with me? Why is he ghosting me? Oh my God, now I have to text him. Why are they constantly texting him, being an overthinker, wondering, oh my God, what did I do wrong?
It's the sense of chase that you created. You showed me that you're interested. Mm-hmm. And then you pulled back a bit and allowed me to open up and start the hunt. Now I'm hunting to get the woman of my dreams. Because I didn't just get everything so easy.
Welcome to Dating Flags by Didi
and your boy Joe. Let's
and
get
your
it started.
Girl, Didi.
All right, let's jump right into it.
Listen, women need to stop self-sabotaging themselves. They need to stop. You're wondering why? Because every time they get ghosted by a man, they're like desperately texting him. They're wondering, what's wrong with me? What did I do? What did I do wrong? Why is he ghosting me? Oh my God, now I have to text him once. I have to text him again. Oh my God, after 5 minutes, he still didn't reply. I need to text him again. I need to text him again. Why are they constantly texting him, being an overthinker, wondering, oh my God, what did I do wrong? Not realizing that actually the women are the prize. You are the prize. And if he ghosts you, you should be happy about that. You should literally be happy about that and not be desperate, crying over him, texting him nonstop. Like, come on. We need to stop self-sabotaging ourselves when a guy ghosts you.
I hear you, but I don't really agree because...
What?
Yeah, I don't. I understand why women get so confused and get into that desperate zone where they self-sabotage, right? Now, she has this guy on one hand telling her every single thing she wants to hear, and then... out of nowhere, he just disappears. Now, if he disappears after telling you every single thing you want to hear, you're going to ask yourself, what's wrong with me? What's going on? For example, let's say I'm going on an interview to get a job. And I go there and I meet the hiring manager. And the hiring manager is saying, you're the perfect fit for the job. You're going to get along with the team. You're going to contribute so well to our organization. We can't wait until you get started. Now, I go home waiting for a call from this employer, and I'm there waiting, checking the time, wondering when they're going to call, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, no call, no email, nothing. Now, imagine if that happens 10 times. Then I'll really start asking myself, is there really something wrong with me? Why all these employers keep ghosting me? And I feel like women feel the same. Like, it's not just happening with one guy. It's happening with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And with that being said, I do understand.
Okay, but at one point, you really have to realize that it's not really you. It's that immature guy that's just not communicative enough to communicate to you that he doesn't want you. Or he has other priorities or other relationship goals or dating goals. Even with the interview... yeah, you're gonna wonder, oh, what did I do wrong? But if you're really prepared and if you did everything right, you're not gonna ask yourself every time, oh my God, why did he ghost me? Why did the other guy ghost me now? You just have to realize that you guys are not a match and that you just have different dating goals. It's really important, and listen up, ladies, it's really important to detach yourself emotionally. And you have to let him give you a reason to emotionally invest. And I'm going to say that again, ladies. You have to let him give you a reason to emotionally invest, ladies. That is so important. Let me tell you what I did when I went on a date to make sure that if he ghosts me, I'm not emotionally destroyed. Number one is I would communicate my dating goal.
Oh.
Just to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay.
Number two is have dating principles.
What's that?
If you don't want to kiss him on the first date, you simply don't kiss him on the first date.
Makes sense.
Number three is consistent action. You want to make sure that he's consistent with his actions. Mm-hmm. And number four, self-acceptance and self-reassurance. Basically, if you get ghosted, you're okay with that. You're not emotionally destroyed and you're emotionally detached.
Sounds pretty heartless to me. So y'all, no emotions is involved now.
No. It's not heartless. It's just gonna help you to detach yourself from a ghosting situation. If he ends up ghosting you, you're not like destroyed.
Okay. All right. So tell me about this communicating dating goal then. How does that work?
So when you go on a first date with a guy, you communicate your dating goal. What are you about? Do you want a relationship or are you into hookups? When you communicate your dating goal and you tell him what you want and then you go home, but everything was great and you go home and all of a sudden he ghosted you, then this is not on you. It's maybe because he doesn't have the same dating goals like you.
And he just lied.
Exactly. Mm. He just went on with the date and he pretended like, yeah, I have the same goals. Yeah, I have the same goals. We're matching. And then you go home thinking like, oh my God, I maybe found the one. Just keep in mind that he probably didn't even have the same dating goals like you. And he's probably a cheater. So be grateful for that. Be grateful that he actually ghosted you. He might be a cheater.
And I think this is a great point for women. I remember when we were going on dates, especially our first day, you had this no-nonsense approach. I felt like I was on a date with a commander from the military.
Really?
Like, yo, I'm serious. I'm like, she's like, what's your name? Yes, ma'am, my name is Joe. Like, that's how I feel. Like,
you're exaggerating.
Okay,
now.
That is an exaggeration. But when we were on our first date, yes, you made it abundantly clear that I am a relationship type of girl and I will not do anything until that happens.
Until you give me a reason to emotionally invest.
Exactly. And
like
I love that.
I said that earlier.
Honestly, that even put me in my place because I felt like, you know, just dating during that period, I was spoiled. Like I was just getting, I wouldn't even have to do anything. But when you came along, it's like, wow, I love that this woman has such strong value. So I was looking for a relationship, but you come across people who on their online profile, they said they want a relationship, but when you get in person, they're not really relationship material.
I remember your mom. So guys, if you don't know, but there's some men out there that after the first date, they call their mom and tell them everything about it. Like someone that maybe sits right next to me.
Listen, I'm a mama's boy. I don't care. I'm the proudest mama's boy on planet Earth. I don't care.
Can we get it?
Whatever. I love you, mom. I love you.
Okay. Anyways, I remember that your mom told you, you know what? I love that Diana put you back into your place. She put you back in your place.
Yeah, it's true.
I remember she said that.
It's true. So, and to the point, I feel like women can take from that and just have a no-nonsense approach. If you want a relationship, it doesn't matter how attractive this person is. Stick to what you want. Is it conducive to a relationship that you're doing, you're talking about sexual stuff on the first night? No. So stick to that. Stick to the relationship goals. And I felt like you did that perfectly. And if a guy ghosts you, as you said, he's immature and he's not brave enough to say, hey, you know what? I had different ideas for what this could be. And I didn't communicate that honestly. Now, I understand why it's so hard for women some of the times, because you have some good players out there. And you have to be very diligent and have great dating principles to catch some of these good players.
Yeah, dating principles is actually really important. And that's where a lot of ladies mess up. You have to just make sure you stick to your dating principles. So if you say, for example, you want a relationship and, you know, you don't kiss him on the first date, you don't go home with him on the first date, then make sure you stick to that and don't change it up. Don't contradict yourself. A lot of ladies contradict themselves where they say, oh, you know what? I want to be a wifey and I want, you know, a relationship, a genuine connection. But then they're going to go home with him on the first date. Do you think this looks good? Do you think that the guy will think, oh my God, she's wifey material? No, he's not. He's gonna get hookup vibes.
And I agree with you. What a lot of men think also is, let's say if she goes home with you on the first day, you have no dating principles, and she goes home with you on the first day, after the first date, he's thinking, there's nothing special about me. She's doing this with 20, 30, 40 other people. Now, if, you know, that's something important to him, maybe he's not gonna wanna take you serious after that. So I feel like when women have these set dating principles, and you had it too, and what the dating principles really are is just rules for yourself and rules for your date and how you engage with each other, right? So those are what the dating principles are.
And let me give you an example what rules or dating principles could look like. For example, for me, it was always that I don't interact sexually on the first date. I also don't talk about sexual things on the first date.
Okay.
I don't kiss on the first date if there's no emotional connection there.
Yes, ma'am.
And I also don't go home on the first date with the guy.
Yes, ma'am. I can attest to all of those. I can attest. And it's important because it shows a man where you stand. Now, if on the first date, this guy feels like he could just get anything he wants, oh, I have a wrapped around my pinky, I could do anything I want, he's not really going to have that respect for you. And this is how men think. Because he's thinking to himself, oh, there's nothing special about me. Of course, everybody else did it too.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure you have these set rules and principles for yourself and for him. Some rules that I think you can have for a man is, you want a man that's communicative. You want a guy that's respectful. Mm-hmm. You want a guy that's romantic, right? That's very important for women. And you want a guy that only sees you on the date. I remember yes, when we listen, went out.
Listen, ladies, if I tell you this man over here, he only had eyes for me.
That's right.
He only had eyes for me. It was literally, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm telling that to all my friends, girlfriends, ladies out there. I was telling them when I came back from my first date with him, the second date with him, and the third date with him, I came home and I was calling my friends, telling them he was like, he didn't see nobody else but me. And he was like, he acted like he has never seen a more beautiful person than me from inside and outside.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not exaggerating. I'm not saying this to brag with it. I'm saying this because, ladies, open your eyes up. Like, there is men out there that really are like this. And you have to look out for that. This is so important. Like, you want to go on a date with a guy that's literally looking at you and he feels like there's nobody else but you.
Yeah, and this will put any woman in the driving seat. Where if she's communicating her dating goal, having dating principles, it's going to create this sense of chase for a man. And what a man loves is a chase. Mm. I'm just talking from my experience and some stories I've heard.
Tell us everything about us ladies. We want to know everything. Mm. How a guy thinks. What does it feel? How does it feel like for a guy to chase a woman?
Again, he wants to have this chase and he loves mystery. A man loves mystery. So if after the first date, he gets everything he wants, there's no sense of mystery.
Does that mean the girl needs to act like super, you know, like she's not interested in him at all?
In some sense, yes. But she needs to show that there's a level of interest, but not too much.
So tell me, how did you feel on the first date? Since you said I was like, what did you call it?
Yes, ma'am. So, like a sergeant. On the first date, I was asking myself, am I even her type? Like,
really?
I was asking myself, am I even her type? Mm. And yet to find out you were completely obsessed. But the way you flipped that, it made me so much more into you.
But you still felt like I was interested in you, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you were just a complete master with just how you... It's so interesting because I felt like I've never been seduced by a woman until I met you. It's crazy.
You heard it, lady.
No, I'm serious. It's the sense of chase that you created. You showed me that you're interested. Mm-hmm. And then you pulled back a bit and allowed me to open up and start the hunt. Now I'm hunting to get the woman of my dreams. Because I didn't just get everything so easy. And that previous to that, you know, while I was dating, everything was just so easy. It's like if somebody sees you, you're in good shape, you're hot, you're handsome. It's just like, oh, it's a freebie. That's just how it felt. But with you, it was completely different because you had those values, you had those principles, you had those goals. And you were just like a commander, a drill sergeant. You're like, this is what I want. If it's not this, I will not go to the next stage. And what you did that I felt like was very important is you made me prove to you that I'm worthy enough for you to invest emotionally.
And you,
that's the thing.
Exactly. And you know why? Because when I went home after the first date, our first date was great. It was great. And I was so interested in you. And I wanted you to text me and all of that stuff. But at the same time, I was emotionally detached, you know, because that is one of my...
You don't have to tell me twice.
That was one of my principles where I tell myself, I go to a date prepared, telling myself that, listen, no matter what, you're going to detach yourself emotionally because, like, you can't be emotionally invested so quickly to a guy...
In someone you don't know.
Exactly, that hasn't given you anything yet.
What's his middle name? You don't even know,
exactly.
Right? How can you invest?
I was thinking for a second. What?
You better know my middle name, though.
I know your middle name and your third name and your fourth name and your fifth name.
Good. Okay? Yes, boss.
I'm not sure if that's a Jamaican thing, but yeah, I think after a year of being in a relationship with you, I finally remember your five names, yeah?
It's crazy. It is crazy. So, and... That was just phenomenal the way you did that. It's very interesting. And I feel like if you were the one chasing me, I don't think we'd be here today.
Damn, really?
I'm being so honest. If you were the one chasing me, I don't think we'd be here today.
Huh.
I don't like the way that feels. And I felt like going on dates previous to us.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, no, I want to work for this woman. I want to chase. I want to hunt and get the woman of my dreams.
Yeah.
I don't want to feel like I'm the one over here, like a woman, you know, and then, you know, with the nails and
the woman, you know, the woman comes to you.
The woman is chasing you. She's making plans like, hey, we should go on this date. I don't like the way that feels. I want to say, hey, I planned this amazing date for us. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take you out. I want to show you these experiences.
Yeah.
And you, it was so interesting because when they watch our video, how, you know, we got connected, they're going to be like,
how
wow,
we met,
Diana is a master at seduction.
Listen, no. You are a master too. You are a master chasing and with your compliments and even with seduction too, you know? You just do it in a different way.
That's
men
right.
Men do it different than women, but... You know, that's something I hear a lot, that every guy just loves chasing a woman.
So,
and that's a real thing.
If you're a woman and you feel like you're chasing this man, that's an immediate red flag.
Yeah.
That's an immediate red flag. That's a red flag within yourself.
Red flag.
He's not interested in you and you realize that, but you choose to ignore it.
And again, just move on to the next. Don't invest yourself in this guy texting him. Oh, I was just wondering, what did I do wrong? Oh, I was just wondering what happened. Like, I thought everything was great. There's some women out there that will do that, you know?
And the more you do that, the more you push a guy away.
Yeah.
Because really, a man wants to do the chasing.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not doing the chasing, that's your sign, girl. If he's not doing the chasing, don't feel like you have to do something to improve this man. He's just not the right man for you. You'd be very surprised what would happen if he decides to now, okay, let me invest some interest in her.
Yeah.
it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna be pretty what happens down the line.
There's
it's not.
A nice quote that I love. I love using it and I say it all the time. If he want to, he would.
That's right.
I just had to translate it from German to into English. No, seriously, if he want to, he would. Consistent actions. Actions.
Again, this is the one that puts women in a driving seat. Growing up, my mom used to always say,
I love to hear advice from your mom. Your mom
She gives the best advice.
She does.
My
she
mom does. Gives the best advice. She does.
Listen, we know you're a mama's boy.
Again, my mom used to always say, action speaks louder than words. And what speaks louder than action is consistent action. So
consistent action.
That's the word we're going to focus. That's the phrase we're going to focus on. Consistent action. Ladies, you want to look at consistent action from this guy. Let's say you go on a first date. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenal. And you guys were texting a lot on the before the first date, but after the first date, you're texting even more. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to see. That's exactly. A good thing. That's a green flag. That has the potential to be something great. Green! Now, in Ghost Town, that doesn't happen. In Ghost Town, he's texting you a lot. Before the first date, I like you, you like me, da, da, da. You're texting a lot. Now, after the first date, no texting. He's still posting on social media. You're seeing his stories on Instagram, but he's not replying to your messages. So it's evident that he's on his phone.
And the worst part, if they say, oh, you know, I'm just busy. That's, you know, I'm sorry for, you know, not responding to you after 10 hours. I'm just busy. This is bullshit.
And that's a red flag.
Bullshit. Because red. you cannot tell me that at the end of the day, you're not laying in bed on your phone, scrolling around, posting your stories, liking pictures, but then you don't have time. No, sorry, you're too busy to respond to my message. You're too busy to check in on me. You're busy to just text with me if you like me. So again, if he's saying that excuse that he's too busy to text you, that's just a lie.
It is a lie and it's a red flag. Now, when that happens, the first thing that goes off in your head is that's an inconsistent action. What I'm looking for is consistent action for a relationship. It's inconsistent and you can't do much with it. Now, if that happens, you have to be okay and just remind yourself that this is a little itty bitty immature man. And little bitty immature men, they don't know how to communicate. They're scared of the confrontation. Yeah. Now, a mature man, if after the first date, he realized that you guys aren't a good fit, he's going to be respectful. He's going to make sure you finish your date on a strong note. And he's going to communicate to you in a very nice way that, hey, I had fun with you. The date was amazing. I do feel like we have different interests and I do feel like we don't really align on certain things. So I don't think it's going to go to the next level, but it was fun. Mm-hmm. It was a phenomenal date and you're a beautiful person. I hope you find the right one for you. A lot of men can't do that. And it's so interesting how scared they are to just say that. Now, if that's not the case, what the case is, he's a player and he realized that you're a drill sergeant like Diana and he can't get what he wants with you. So what he does, I'm not going to waste my time. I can't get what I want anyways. And you're over here because he finished it on a strong note thinking, oh, he's going to text me. And then he doesn't text you. That's because he realized that he can't get you to do what you don't want to do because you're a drill sergeant like Diana.
Okay.
You're so extra.
I mean, we heard it the first time. You don't have to see it another time.
Yes, ma'am. You're a drill sergeant.
You're acting over here like I'm torturing you.
No, it's not. And usually with the women.
Did you feel tortured?
No, I didn't feel tortured. It was just a chase and a mystery. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And obviously it led to something beautiful. So I'm grateful for that. But
hey. No, give me a heart back.
Okay, babe. I can't be doing these girly things when I'm making podcasts. Uh-huh. Like, come on. You're such an idiot. All right. But again, if you see inconsistent action, any ghost, you do not feel bad. You just dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
So don't be scared or go down that desperate self-sabotaging realm where, you know, you're asking yourself what you did wrong. You didn't do nothing wrong.
And the last point, acceptance and self-reassurance.
That's right.
So you know when he ends up ghosting you, if he ends up ghosting you, you know that you're good. You didn't do anything wrong. You communicated your dating goals. You had your dating principles. And you detached yourself emotionally.
Mm.
So you don't care if he ghosted you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Sergeant.
No, seriously. And just remind yourself that if he ghosted you, it's probably because he either doesn't have the same dating goals or he's just a player and he noticed, yeah, I can't get this girl to, you know, hook up with me.
That's right. And ladies, let me just say, if this happened, not one, not two, not three, if this happened 10 times back to back to back to back, it's okay. It's okay. You're going to find your diamond in a sea of pebbles. You got all these little itty bitty immature men all over the place. They're pebbles. But you're going to find a diamond one day who's the right fit for you. And you don't find a diamond in a day. You don't find a diamond in 2 days. It takes time. So when these things happen, just remind yourself, reassure yourself, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You're taking the right steps. You have values. You have principles. And if a guy can fall in line with your values and principles, he's not worthy of earning your emotions. He's not worthy of seeing what you are emotionally.
Flag game questions.
Let's go.
Let's go. And I have the first question.
Give it to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, is it a red or a green flag if he doesn't text you for 10 days after the first date, but then all of a sudden he texts you?
It sounds like it could be red, but I think there's more to the story. But on the surface, I think it might be a red flag. What do you guys think? Let us know if that's a red or a green flag. I have a question for all the ladies out there. Is it a red flag if you go on a date with this handsome guy and after the date, the guy, he loves your presence. He wants to spend more time with you. He wants to go for an extra walk after the date. But you said, no, I have to go hang out with my friends now. What? Is that a red flag or a green flag?
That's a green flag. Listen.
Red.
Red. How is that a red flag? You're just jealous of her friends?
She's after a date, she just conveniently going to hang out with her friends?
Of course.
Okay. Red.
Listen, the date can be super, super duper awesome. You know, maybe after 4 hours of spending time with you, she was just tired of you and just wanted to see her friends. Yeah?
No comment, dear.
Like, she can still like you, but, you know, she needs a break. Like, give her a break, man.
Question three.
Is it a red or a green flag if he stopped texting you on messages, but he still responds on your stories with a heart eye emoji? I think that's... You're acting like you did that? Have you done that before?
Guys, let us know your answer. Is it a red or a green flag?
Well, listen, you haven't done that to me, so I'm glad you didn't do it to me. I don't know if you did it to previous people, but...
No comment. Guys, let us know if it's a red or a green flag. Thank you
so
much.
Have you ever ghosted someone?
Have I ever ghosted someone?
Yeah.
Of course. Every guy ghosted someone. Every woman ghosted someone before. Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for watching. And please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment. And comment below and let us know what you guys think. Is it a red or a green flag? Please answer those three questions. We're actually really curious what you guys think.
We are, especially the question about if she hangs out with her friends after the date. I'm looking forward to seeing all of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.